Hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know in the world of innovation, business, design, tech, and culture. I'm Fazlin Esau, and today we're joined by two brand new label mates, new experts to the Label Sessions Network, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Hello and welcome to Patrick Mulo. Patrick is a former trader and sales leader who now drives innovation from deep inside one of Europe's biggest bank. Also, hello and welcome to Vikram Ramarajan. Vikram is an innovation strategist known for his ability to build innovation ecosystems, launch innovation labs, and help global clients unlock growth with emerging technologies. Expedia has just launched new research on the future of travel this week, or at least focus on what's changing consumer behavior around travel right now. And it seems like social media and influencers are the most powerful drivers of this change. What really are we seeing as the opportunities and challenges that emerge from changing expectations around travel?
What I think is most of the people, when they travel, I would say there are three way of traveling. If we accept business trips, which is very targeted, you know, you don't need any influencer. Okay, we put that aside. So you can go very close to you where you live. So you can go to visit another city very close to, and usually you do that by yourself. It's an easy way, no? And the other two are a little bit further and very far. So for both those situations, many people use travel agencies, whether online or offline. But it's very hard to spend thousands of dollars or euros and to do it all by yourself without any help, and maybe language problem with the places you're going to go. Maybe you need a guide or whatever. So it's much better to use a travel agency. So this is the travel agency is taking part of the logistics, basically. And they also help you to choose the destination, blah, blah, blah. But probably the social media influencer would take care or will push people on the first part, which is choosing the destination. But they will never go into the logistic and help you, you know, build your trip and choose the right airlines and maybe book the trains and then book the house or the hotels or the guide or the chauffeur or whatever. This is not really interesting for an influencer. So I think this business will stay on the travel agency. The interesting part now is, will be the human travel agency be transformed by automation and with AI? It might be. It's very, very probable, because right now, if you go to a travel agency, everything is very standardized. They all have terminals. They can book everything with one terminal, which means that you can automate it. Basically, you can just connect your Gen AI to any kind of API that other partners are offering, and the AI will do all the job. Then again, you have a problem with responsibility. If there is any trouble with your trip, then against who you're going to complain? Mm-hmm. OpenAI won't reimburse your trip, your fair trip to Mumbai, for example. That it won't happen. You will have to talk to someone. But yeah, there will be a switch, obviously. But I think it already happened. We switched from without AI. We switched from automatic destination with webs that take care of everything. And now we will probably have a more human approach, even though it's still automatic, it's managed by AI, but it won't be just click some options. It will be probably a conversation, and it will be, maybe you could be able to refine a little bit more your trip and give your preferences, and then you won't be targeted to a standardized, very, you know, out of the box journey that is offered to everyone. Maybe it will be a little bit tailor-made for you. And AI will help a lot to manage that, but I think it's around the corner.
Yeah, I find it interesting actually that the Expedia report didn't actually touch upon AI, because we've had topics like this before where people have used it to, book travel, and a big part of another report that we discussed previously was, are people too embarrassed to admit that they used AI to help them book stuff, and whether or not they'd admit that to people. But on the subject of what it does cover in terms of influencing, and the stat that really blew me away is the fact that it was like 73% of people have had an influencer recommendation that influenced them. And I'd love to know how much of a percentage of people would do that again? And how much of a percentage of people actually had a positive impact from that? Because these influencers always show it in like a parasocial way, a very idyllic way. And it's like, one, can you afford that? And two, will you get the same experience that they've had? Versus like, say, going on TripAdvisor or finding the curation of like a few thousand people's opinions versus just one really positive spin for the most part. Because if someone's influencer and recommended it to you, it's never going to be in a negative way, is it?
Lacking some disclosure on the content of the influencers. If they are sponsored or not by the destination or by this or that hotel or restaurant, it should be at some point. I know from my personal experience regarding coding, if you watch some YouTube video about people coding, they always say that they are or they are not sponsored by the product they are promoting or not promoting, just talking about. No, and usually it's clear. No, and this is something that is it's normal in this community, but in the for influencers on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, I don't think it's the case for cosmetics and stuff like that. You never know. Very famous influencers, they are usually sponsored, and most of the time they tell it. But for traveling, I don't know. I'm not using, so I can't tell. But
yeah, so I think one thing what influencers help, or even AI technologies, to prove that information asymmetry. So before, I think maybe two decades back, you just had maybe a Lonely Planet guide to, and when you land in a city, you don't know, like, and I think that would prevent you from like maybe going to maybe having really fun experiences, or it would ensure that you got maybe prevent you from getting scammed. But new scams come up every day, so I think this information asymmetry which is there, I think that's been equalized a lot. So you can actually sit in one corner of the world, let's say I'm in Bombay, I want to know, okay, where can I get the best wine experience in France. I think that allows me to kind of do all of that. How do I go, what are the challenges I'll face. I think that's one of the big opportunity which opens the travel market to a lot of people, especially I see digital natives, right, who are in the early 20s, 30s, who are very digitally agile, who have the disposable income. I think we'll be seeing a lot more of that happening, where you'll have people visiting now, and they're not too worried about, okay, what will happen, because you're constantly connected nowadays. You've got all kinds of way by which you can connect. You've got eSIMs, for example, and you can get those traveling packs. So, to stay connected always. So I think those will, open the world to a lot more people. You get to see those experiences sometimes which were, let's say if you're rich or, well exposed, only then you could get access to it. I think this is going to democratize information, which the internet has done all these years, to a lot more people. And I think the flip side is that, you will have that challenge of, over-tourism. I think that happened in the Philippines. I think you have a lot of these beautiful beaches. One of them was El Nido. It got really decimated. They had to close down the town for, 3-4 years for the ecosystem to regenerate. So you're going to be seeing a lot more of that. So yeah, that will be the big challenge because of all of this.
100%. I think we're also seeing sort of this combination of the more traditional influencers and then the influencers who are sort of combating the misinformation about those influencers. So we're seeing sort of the here's the idyllic part of it, and then just sort of pan the camera a little bit to the left and you kind of see what the real thing is. And the same thing with places. I'm in South Africa, I'm in Cape Town, and I still find a lot of people are quite surprised when they realize that Africa is as developed as it is. So this is, there's that disinformation and misinformation that a lot of these now new style of influencers are combating by showing the real parts of a city, the real parts of a country, rather than just what you kind of see in social media or on the news, which I think is really quite interesting, quite fun.
Yeah. Well, this is a good point. Yeah. And also, I'd say that clever influencers will try to find some original places and not the standard and off the shelf. And then because for example, I don't know, if you want, you're in Europe, you want to go to a paradise island, you go to Phuket, for example, and you go there and it's almost like the Spanish coast. There's hundreds and thousands of people over there. So it's absolutely not paradise at all. The place is great, but when you go there, it's massive. It's like the subway in London. It's horrible. So those guys, I think the added value for those influencers is to find some places that are really interesting to go for certain kind of people. Everyone will have his niche of clients or viewers. And then probably people would travel to other places, not always the same. Where do you go to South Africa? They won't go to Cape Town, everyone in the same place. There are many other places in South Africa that are absolutely gorgeous. And then you go there, I mean, it's the end of the world. So basically, once you go there, try to see as many places as you can. So it's hard to choose. If you go to your agency, a travel agency, they recommend the same stuff, the Cape Town, the vineyards, and then to see the whales. And that's it. And it's okay. But I mean, it's a massive country. There's plenty of places to see. So if those guys or girls, influencers, have gone there and see other stuff and can recommend to people to go to some places where usually no tourists go there, that's amazing, because it's good for the country, for tourism. It lower the mass industry tourism. It's more respectful with the environment because you spread the people in more places, and they don't have to build those huge resorts, which are absolutely awful. So I think it's good on some part, but yeah, you have to fight the fake ones. That's which is hard, and then you have to discriminate which one is the right one and which was not.
And also, it means less people going to gawk at the penguins and leave them alone for a little bit. they like a break too.